In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, the second Sunday of the Great Fast, the Sunday that's known as the Sunday of the Temptation. And again, as we said before, the Church is putting before our eyes at all times how we should expect the journey to look like. If we are after pursuing righteousness and living the life that's pleasing to God through this journey, through the Great Fast, we should expect that we will be tempted. Don't expect that at any time that Satan will be idle, watching you trying to walk in God's way, and he will just be idle, not doing anything towards this. Don't expect that when we try to stand for what you believe, that Satan will be watching you. He is always active, he has something to do, and that's why we always know that at the time of the Great Fast, maybe we find that the war is more severe. Satan is trying to use all what he can do and make use of in order to deter us from the goal that we are setting before our eyes. That's why the reading today is about the temptation. The Lord himself, to him is the glory. Satan dared to come and tempt him. At the first temptation, we find that Satan is coming as a friend, pitying the Lord's hunger, staying in the wilderness for 40 days without eating. Then he comes with something that looks very innocent. We think about it, and it doesn't make a big deal, actually, if you look at it. You are hungry, and you can make it. Just turn the stone and make it bread and eat and satisfy your hunger. What is wrong about that? But the Lord did not answer this, did not yield to this temptation. And he answered him, as we know, he told him, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. What would have been wrong with turning the stones into bread? What is the big deal about it? It is a very important thing for us to understand that at the beginning of every temptation, things are very innocent. Satan will never come at the beginning and offer something that's very manifest, a sin that you may feel at the beginning that I cannot dare to touch or come close to this. Things will never be like this. The first thing that we learn here is that friendship and even what might appear to be good advice from Satan should not be accepted. There is an incident in the book of Acts that we read about it. It happened with St. Paul and also gave us the same idea. Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with the spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation. Look at the message said by this girl who was possessed by this demon. She said, these men, speaking about St. Paul and his companion, are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation. This is true. They are, truly they are. And she is witnessing to the truth. Nothing wrong from what she's saying. Look how St. Paul responded to this. And this she did for many days. Many days. She didn't change the message. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that very hour. Why did he do this? Why he didn't accept this witness? She is speaking actually positively about him, about his companion. Again, even the witness and the friendship of Satan, I'm not going to tolerate and I'm not going to accept. Satan, if he now gets a credit for he's doing something like good thing at the beginning, at the end, he will turn it into something evil. And he will claim this credit later on, and it will turn things into an evil way. My daughter, your friend in school who tells you that he is affectionate towards you, he feels your suffering with your parents, and he wants to share with you his experience about how to handle this, and he's telling you, let us read in the Bible, maybe this will get us in a way to get over our difficulties. Don't befriend this. Don't believe this. Don't get into the snare of believing something like this. It will turn up into, at the end, into something unlawful. My son, the girl in your school that's telling you that she cares about you, you have to be very careful about it. Your friend who is telling you, let us go and have some fun on Saturday evening by drinking and having some fun, we'll go to church tomorrow. Don't befriend this. Don't believe it. Don't allow your ears to be taken and your mind to be taken captive by this. Don't befriend the devil. He will never, never pity you or be a true friend to you. The Lord made it very clear. I don't wait for your advice. You are not and will never be a friend to me or to those people who follow me. We learn also from the same temptation that the argument should not go further. What was the problem of Eve? Eve allowed herself to be taken into the argument. And she went on and on and on and on until at the end she bought from him what he wanted her to do. This is exactly how we should be responding whenever there is a kind of an idea that's so much obsessing our minds. Satan is trying to sell me and you something. Be careful at the beginning not to allow this nasty salesman to sell you the idea and becomes yours. The Lord aborted the argument immediately, speaking to him, saying, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Satan tries to come and whisper to start a discussion, an argument. He might come and instill in your minds, maybe today or tomorrow, at any day during the great fast, what is the big deal here about fasting? Why you are tiring yourself like this? What did you benefit from abstaining from food and eating things that you do not like and made you feel like you are in a way heavy and you cannot study well? Don't allow this argument to go further. Don't allow this kind of discussion to get back and forth in your mind. At the end, you will lose. If you allow the argument to go forth, Satan has an experience of 5,000 years in debating with mankind. Every time he goes into a debate, he will definitely win. He will never, ever go in an argument, and you allow him to go with him more and more, and he will come at the end losing. The only way for us to abort this is at the beginning. I'm not going to debate this. It is written. Look at Saint Joseph. Joseph, the son of Jacob. In the land of Egypt, when he was tempted with his mistress, he didn't go and preach to her. He didn't try to make a treaty with her. Let me tell you something. Can we be friends? Can we just live like together and I will just tell you something good and you tell me something good and that's it? No. He fled. This is exactly how we should be handling argument with the devil. Abort the discussion, the idea at the beginning. You are still in control. Once you go further, you will lose the battle. Definitely. The Lord also did not turn the stone into bread, because walking the first step will facilitate our fall in the last attack. Look, at the beginning he came pitying the Lord's hunger. Turn it into bread and eat. Look at the last temptation, the third one. I want you to worship me. This is the aim. Satan will never be satisfied to get your foot taken into something trivial. No. He is after destroying us completely. That's why sins are bringing each other. Getting into a friendship with a person that you know that he is tempting you will never ever end into just sharing this person some bad words here and there and bad jokes here and there. No. Things will deteriorate further and further and further. Satan will never be satisfied except by this end to worship him. Don't allow the first fall, you will be spared, and the last one. Another thing also that we learn, when the Lord did not accept this temptation, to turn the stone into bread, that eating was the first temptation, and controlling it is the first step toward victory. Look here, actually, the sayings of the fathers about this. Many, many things that teach us that the beginning of every war in our attempts to live holy is to control our appetite. Don't underestimate this issue about eating. Don't say, what is the big deal about eating or not eating or fast? What is the big deal about it? Adam and Eve were conquered in this battle, the battle of what to eat and what not to eat. Esau, he sold his birthright for a bowl of lentil. The people of Israel in the wilderness, they were inflicted by plagues because they were lusting to eat meat. Don't underestimate this war. It is the beginning of every virtue that we come to control our appetite. Saint Isaac the Syrian says a very wise saying about this. What weapon is more powerful and gives more boldness to the heart in the time of battle against the spirits of wickedness than hunger endured for Christ's sake? What weapon might be more stronger than this? He who armed himself with the weapon of fasting is afire with zeal at all times. Let me repeat this and hope it will click to our minds. He who armed himself with the weapon of fasting is afire with zeal at all times. The Lord is regaining for us what we lost with our father Adam. The same temptation, eat what is unlawful. The Lord is answering here, we are not living to eat alone. This is not how we live, how we conduct ourselves. This is what should not be possessing our minds at all times. We live by the word of God. Eating was the first temptation and also the first step to regain victory. The Lord also did not turn the stone into bread because his power is not a tool for his comfort. He is using his magnificent power and might in order to make himself feel comfortable. I'm going to turn this into this, this into that. This is not how he operates and functions. Actually, his might was always shown in doing good to others. If God blessed us with a gift, it is to be used for the sake of what is good for others. God does not bless us with anything to keep it for ourselves. This is not how we should be thinking when God is giving us a gift, that I will use it for my own benefit alone. This is not how God is. This is not how his children is as well. It never happened. If you review from the beginning of creation, throughout the whole Bible, that the Lord used his power for something related to himself, his own gain, never happened. At all times, his might and his mercy was used only for the sake of what is good for mankind. It's a lesson for all of us today, in the second Sunday of the Great Fast. Resist the first step, no matter how innocent it is, no matter how insignificant it is. Don't underestimate the first step. It is when we flee this, then we will be spared the last battle to fall and worship Satan. May God spare us all of these wars and temptations and give us victory over our enemy. For God is the glory, to him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.